Just what you need.
Just like in baseball, got to keep your eye on the ball when you're making contact. And
I mean, I think it was a good kind of a different fakey thing to do. But
I think he was trying to get it to bounce a funny way. He just, LaMoose missed all of that. So I don't think he'll be playing for Coach Stillman this spring in baseball. So, wow, we got four receivers packed up right, single receiver left. Your quarterback is Jonathan Sobiech. Sobiech has got a screen. Oh, he has it to Wags. Wags breaks one tackle.
Still on his
feet. Finally on his feet, but it's enough for a first down. I thought he was going to get past the second guy, but even though he couldn't make a tackle, it's a good job by that cornerback of hanging on there. I think it was Tyler Williams hanging on for dear life. But, you know, I should have expected Wags would be the guy to touch the ball first, and he'll get a lot of touches tonight, I'm sure. So it's first and 10, ball at the black shirt 21-yard line. Single receivers both sides, pistol formation, double tight end left. Oh, we got a jumper here, but we got back in time. Nope, I guess not. So encroachment against defense, I believe, is the early indication. Justin Primetime Geezy jumped a little too soon there. Yep.
It certainly is unfortunate. You don't need to give this group
any
help.
I don't know the exact rule on that, Johnny. I thought you're allowed to give, or the defense has a chance to jump back in time, but you know, maybe he made contact there. I don't know. But
I think he might have touched the guy in the helmet there.
Yeah, so, but it's first and five now. Ball 16. Same formation, pistol, single receivers both sides, double tight end on the left. Sobiech gets the ball. It's a handoff up the middle to his tailback. Breaks two tackles, breaks third. He's in for the six. So two plays, and it's already a touchdown. Dylan Ports, the 195-pound junior, all 6 feet of him. Saw a lot of arm tackling there, Johnny, from our black shirts.
Yeah, you sure did. And you can't do that against this group. And
especially when you're guaranteed great blocking up front. You got to make solid contact. So 11-10 is your time remaining in the opening quarter. As Jacob Eifert, the senior kicker and punter, will be putting the extra point in. Holding is Nico Medina, a wide receiver, senior. Another player comes in. Some confusion for the KM point after team, but I think they got to figure it out now. Drew Wagner's your center, unless there's another number two. There is another number two. Thank you. KM coach has confirmed for me, but that would have just added to the legend, though, if it was Wags. Snap is high, good. Oh, and it's blocked!
Oh, my God.
Who is that monster? What's the number there, Johnny? I can't say.
Number 52, was that who?
I don't know. Let's see, number 52. That was Drew Wagner, yeah, on the snap. The snap was a little high. I don't have a name for number 52, but
he's that mystery guy.
Yep, must be from the freshman team, but he can tell his grandkids someday he got past Drew Wagner to block an extra point. So the score 6-0 with 11-10 left. We'll keep it here as the black shirts are already on the field, and so is the KM kickoff team. And Ben Jimenez, the Polish rifle, QB1 for the black shirts tonight, replacing Hector Carranza.
So the Lasers draw first blood.
They sure do. Black shirts 1-3 on the season, and the Lasers undefeated at 4-0.
Less than 5 minutes into it, and they just marched right in there.
Well, the black shirts didn't do themselves any favors with the botched onside kick.
That would have been cool if they would have got it, though.
It sure would have, to start the ball on offense. But
I wasn't expecting that. Were you done?
I sure wasn't. Well, you know, Coach Wilson has been known to try a few tricks in his day. Jacob Eifert kicking off again, and back to receive for the black shirts. Is Chris Hothouse Flowers, number one. And number 10, Tyler Thrill Williams. 6-0 is your score, 11-10 in the first quarter in favor of the Lasers of Kettle Moraine. A blocked extra point by the mystery man, number 52, keeps it at 6-0. And here comes Eifert. Stepping towards the ball, and it's a long boot. I don't think it'll be returned. It's in the end zone. No. Yep, it's an automatic touchback, thankfully. Williams was going to run that out, but I'm glad the high school rules kicked in there. Thank you, WIAA.
Yeah, right.
So Blackshirts will take over at their own 20. Again, Ben Jimenez at the helm. Joel Torres was the hero on the blocked extra point, Johnny. We'll have to make a note of 52. Yeah, Joel had a different number. He had a running back's number last week. So he must have moved him up to the line here. So here come the Blackshirts. We got Isaiah Dunlap on Ben's right. Twin receivers both sides. Ball in the middle of the field. We got a blitz already. High snap. Jimenez can't bring it down. A helmet comes off. I think Jimenez recovered it, but a tough snap. Jimenez looked like he was going for a rebound on that. That's how high it was. But thankfully, Blackshirts hang on, and now the ball's at the 11-yard line. So a loss of 9. The self-inflicted wounds continue for the Blackshirts.
That's been a consistent issue with that snapping.
It sure has. So Adam Duraj is playing O-line for the Blackshirts. He wears number 15 because we're low on linemen. There you go, yeah. So it's 11:03. 10:59 and counting. Second and 19. Twin packages both sides. Jimenez rolls all right. Quick pass. Too wide of Tyler Williams there, coming from a flanker position. Flowers went long with Drew Wagner covering him. That should be an interesting matchup, Johnny.
That one was just a bit outside.
Just a bit. So now you got third, and scoreboard's calling it 20. I'm calling it 19, but really tomato, tomato.
Long ways to go here.
Yep. Four down linemen for the Lasers. Blitz out. Oh, another one into the end zone.
In the end zone. Oh, no.
And that's going to be recovered for a touchdown by the by Jonathan Sobiak, who also plays quarterback. So scoring a touchdown on the other side of the field. And another impossibly hard snap to field for Ben Jimenez. So 10:44 is your time remaining. So different snapper this time. It's Teague Kowalski. Same kicker. Jacob Eifert with Nico Medina holding. 12-0 is your score here. The snap, it's a low one. Fielded beautifully, though, by Medina. And this one's good. So 10:44 in the first quarter. It's Kettle Moraine 13. Your Blackshirts nothing. We'll be back after these messages on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Welcome to Blackshirt Football. These are your hosts, Don and Johnny. Tonight is
50-50 raffle night. Tonight. Thanks,
Anya. Thank you,
Anya. Welcome back to Ken Hollop Stadium as darkness starts to descend a little bit here on this beautiful Friday night. Everything's perfect except for the Blackshirts.
What do you think, Don? It's less than 5 minutes into it, and we're 0-13.
You knew the Lasers were going to come to dance, but, again, Blackshirts just basically holding the door open for them. Just a lot of self-destruction and just the basics that they're at. You know, they're not going to be able to get away with this in the Parkland Conference, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you'd like to see a team take the ball under center if they're having problems with the shotgun?
Yep. That just that whole snapping thing this year so far has been an issue.
And it's really been, yeah, and it was last year,
and on the kicks too. They're they're worm burners.
Yep. So Eifert setting up to kick has a pretty unique process. And here he comes. Again, Flowers and Williams back to receive. It's another long kick that's headed towards the end zone. And Williams will let it fall. It'll be another touchback. So, you know, even when I'm the receiving team, those are my favorite kind of kicks because it means no one's going to get hurt on the kickoff.
Yeah, you like those, huh?
You know, and, well, if you have confidence in your defense, you know, you should be able to start from your own 20 and move the ball.
Yeah.
Take some time off the clock. I know we've had some big breaks on special teams and some good gains, but again, with a lean lineup, even without one, you know, I think it's just good to.
I like the run backs. You got all those human missiles running around.
They're fun.
I think it's kind of fun and exciting.
Yep. So we got twin packages both sides. Shotgun formation with Dunlop on Jimenez's right. Ball at the 20-yard line. 10:44 left in the first quarter. Blackshirts trailing 13-0.
Another high snap.
Jimenez is going to take it himself in a high snap, and nowhere to go. He lost a couple there. It looked like a designed run, which Jimenez is known to do and do well, but 16, laser sniffed that one out. No problem. And Lucas Bunton, the 5'9 senior linebacker, 210 pounds, credited with the tackle. I think they were looking to blitz on that too. I think you're going to see a lot of pressure from these laser linebackers tonight.
You think?
Going on a limb here, Johnny. So second and 13, they're calling it, a loss of three. Twin packages both sides, this time a pistol formation with Dunlop lined up behind Jimenez as I drop my bottled water. Second and 13. Zayas DeWalda motion from the right to the left. It's a handoff to Dunlop. Dunlop, decent little, got some positive yards, but not much. I think it looks like they're giving him like a half a yard there. Looked like he might have gotten more. So that sets up third and about 11 and a half. Third and 12. Clock running, 9:37 here, first quarter. As Hector Carranza comes in, maybe he'll play some receiver here. See, one of the advantages about putting a backup quarterback in is you got a second guy that can throw the ball here, so could be a design double pass here. Carranza lined up on the right flanker spot. Twin packages again, both sides. Dunlop on Jimenez's left. Snap. Oh, no one there. Broken play. Jimenez in trouble. He gets out of it. He's running. Oh. They marked him down.
Oh, he's down.
Positive yards, though. He got like... I think if he kept running to the outside, he might have had a better shot for the first down marker. But
yeah, he juked to the inside.
Ben likes to put his head down and push his way, but it sets up fourth and about two, and so looks like the punt unit comes out. 8:44 and counting in the first quarter. Let's see if the Blackshirts try to draw the lasers off size, or maybe a fake's involved. One guy back to receive. For the Lasers, trying to get a number here. Oh, it's Wags, I think. Number two, Drew Wagner. Low snap, but he got it. Little squibbler. It's going to go into the, Laser stands. A souvenir for a.
Some lucky fan on the Laser side of the field has taken home a pigskin.
Or Aiden Urban. He had some pressure there, though. The ball is being spotted at the 35, so the Lasers have yet to start a drive from behind the 50. And there's 8:21 left in the first quarter. Ball spotted at the gun. Blackshirt 35-yard line with the Lasers leading 13-0. They have Evan Stout playing corner. And number 17, Ben Bester. Twins right. Twins left. Empty backfield. Sobiak gets the snap. He looks right. Now he's going left. Goes left again. High pass. Caught. Good catch by Wags. Good coverage there by, I believe that was Chris Flowers. Yep. So that's good for 5 yards. Heck of a catch there. They're calling it a 4-yard gain. Second and six. For the Lasers. D dangerous pass, but Wagner brings it down. So ball on the left hash here. Single receiver on the left. Triple receivers on the right with Wagner in the middle. Pistol formation with Dylan Ports behind Sobiec. 7:34 and counting. Sobiec gets the snap. He's looking deep. Pressure. Now he's running out of it. Has an open guy. Oh! There were two open receivers. And Peter Garvin did the black shirts a favor by putting a hand on that. Otherwise, number 17, Ben Bester, would have had that. So some good pressure. Was that Logan Dable up the middle there?
That was.
So Tank causing some pressure. And Sobiec had a chance to run that too. But fortunately for the black shirts, it sets up a rare third and five at this juncture in the game. And, boy, it'd be nice if we could get a stop here on the Lasers.
You're absolutely right, Don. If he doesn't tip that ball, that goes for a long way.
This time, Twins left here on the short side of the field. Pistol formation. Double tight end on the right. It's a fake. No, it's a handoff. He's not going anywhere. Logan Tank Dable again. Wraps up Dylan Ports. And a loss of yardage there. That sets up fourth and nine.
Not fooling Logan that time.
And wow, the Lasers are going off. I thought they might go for it here on our side of the field, but they're going to. No.
Field goal?
It's a field goal attempt. I love it. 52-yarder, Johnny. We don't see this very often in high school. Jacob Eifert looking for a career opportunity here, or a big moment here. Jacob Eifert. Pardon the. Good snap, good hold. Kick is long, and it's just short. Wow.
Just a little short, Don.
Great effort. Applaud the effort.
That was close.
And you know what else, too, is everything else, snap, the hold, all good.
Yep.
Great kick by Eifert.
Yep. Good execution. The snap on their side was perfect.
And then the black shirts take over on well, they got a, I'm guessing that's a 35. They don't even have the. Oh, wait, is that a touchback here? No. Some confusion. Yeah, 20-yard line. Yep, thank you. So, yeah, it is like a touchback on a missed field goal. I thought it used to be from that line of scrimmage, but I think it's different for high school. Black shirts will start in their own 20, trailing 13-0 with 6:37 and making their first defensive stand against the Lasers. Thanks to some great defense by Logan Dable. Twin packages both sides. Dunlap on Ben's right. Zayas goes in motion. It goes back. Quick little dump there to Dunlap. Dunlap's got some forward progress. That's a 5-yard gain. A cute little play. Zayas DeWald from the right flank ran left, ran around the quarterback to the right. Looked like the play was going to him after the snap. But instead it went to Isaiah Dunlap with some protection, and they got some good yardage on that. Second and five, 6:16 counting. Black shirts looking to get something going here, trailing 13-0 to the number one Lasers of Kettle Moraine.
Looked like a little trigonometry going on there, but it turned out to be a nice 5-yard gain.
It sure did. Taking their time here in this huddle. I hope they can get it off soon. 5:56 and counting. First quarter. Same formation, ball in the left hash. Pistol formation with Dunlap behind Jimenez. DeWalt in motion again. This time, quick pass. It's a high pattern to Flowers. He gets a catch over Drew Wagner. Wow, what a play. Chris Hothouse Flowers. Great coverage by Wagner, but Flowers battled for it. Ball is spotted at the Kettle Moraine 47-yard line.
That was a great play, Don.
And, you know, second and five, Johnny, I'm thinking they're going underneath, going to get some, you know, 3 or 4 yard or try to get that first and keep moving the clock, but.
Like to see and some more of that tonight.
If Wagner doesn't get that tackle, Flowers may be off to the races there.
You got her, buddy.
Ball in the right hash, first and 10. First time in Laser territory. Twin packages both sides, pistol formation. Nice little floater by Jimenez. And it's a handoff to the right. Nowhere to go. Team photo there, led by Greg Rumor. The 6'5", 290 senior that you were talking about, Johnny.
Yep. He's a big fella. About a 6
yard loss. Isaiah's going to see him in his sleep for the next few nights.
Yeah. He went north and south, and he met the North Pole guy there.
Sure does.
What a big dude
Holy
he
cow.
Is.
He is. With those colors and the number 74, reminds me of the old San Diego Charger legend, Ron Mix, even though Mix was an O-lineman. But I guess he plays both ways. So that makes it second in about 15 here for the Shirts. Twin packages both sides, ball on the right hash, 4:23 and counting. DeWalt in motion to the left. Jimenez rolls out left. Quick pass to DeWalt. He's got him. Got some
Looking
spin.
Good.
DeWalt, he's got enough for a first down. And he fights all the way to the 29. Zayas, the general, DeWalt.
What's that rattling sound, Don?
Moving the chains, Johnny.
Moving the chains. First down. Black Shirts.
So Zayas gets his nickname from basketball because he reminds a lot of people of Syracuse legend Sherman Douglas.
But, yeah.
I didn't know the general had that gear in him.
All right.
He really put the legs on there. It's good to see all that open space on the outside against a defense that covers the entire field. Twin packages, ball on the left. Hash, 3:52 and counting the first. Ball in the 30, first quarter. DeWalt motion again. Jimenez back pass. Looking to his right now. He's going to Flowers. Incomplete. Excellent coverage there by Wagner. And Zach Donaldson was also there from the free safety spot to add some additional insurance. But
Flowers was pretty wrapped up there, Don.
He sure was. Good pass by Jimenez, but Wagner took away the venue.
Yeah.
Good job on that. No contact either. 3:44. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Second and 10 from the Laser 30. Blackshirt's looking to get up. They get a signal from Blackshirt sideline. I'm trying to figure out who that one signal caller is. It might be Ben Bodart down there. I thought Ben was up here. Anyway, twin packages, both sides. Pistol formation for Jimenez. Second and 10 for the Blackshirts, looking to keep this drive going. Snap. Jimenez, quick pass to his left. He's got Evan Stout there. I think that's Stout. Yep, a 5-yard gain. From the returning honorable mention, All-Classic 8.
Take those.
Sure will. Third and five.
5 yards is 5 yards, dude.
Yep.
And plays like that, too, Don, keep the other side of the offense on
yeah.
the other side.
Yep.
You know, they're sitting. That's good.
3:13 and counting, Johnny. This has been a long drive. Twin packages both sides. Dunlop on Jimenez's right. Big third down play. Looks like a blitz. Jimenez rolls out to his right. He's got a guy.
No, oh, wait, that wasn't that interference.
No, I don't think it was catchable either, Johnny.
Aye, aye, aye.
They tried hitting Williams on an out pattern, but Jimenez is having a problem, or he's having trouble throwing off the roll out there on the right, on his own side, too. Those are not easy throws to make.
No, they are not.
Even from your strong side, but I think there's just some time in there. Guys got to get to the sideline quicker where I guess Jimenez is more comfortable
yeah,
throwing.
Yeah, either that or
they're going to go for it here in fourth and five, and why not? 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Twin packages both sides. Ball on the 25 of Kettle Moraine. Could be a pooch kick here. No, Jimenez rolling out right again. They're going to try it again. They got a guy. Oh! Williams had it, but a great hit by Noah Haight. Forces the incomplete pass. So the Lasers will take over on downs, but kudos to the Blackshirts on a good drive that started from their own 20.
Yeah, they gave them a little grief.
It took kept the Laser offense off the field for a while. So
there's some positive things there that
yeah.
time.
So let's see if we can just if we can somehow figure out a way to win the field position battle here. It's a lot of positives from that last drive.
Yeah, and right now that's completely flipped. They're on the 25
yep.
instead of our
35. So we got this trips packages on the left, single receiver right, pistol formation for Sobiec, first and 10. It's a quick pass on that screen that they did with Wagner. Great tackle there. And that was David Laux, the senior, with a great play on that. I believe the carrier is Nico Medina. Medina. So second and 8 for the Lasers. 2:27 and counting. Tight formation on the right, close to the line here. Tight trips formation. Pistol for the quarterback. They're going right up the middle. Looks like Ports again. He's got some room. Stout brings him down, but not before Dylan Ports gets another laser first down. Or the first from this drive, anyway.
Had a lot of good blocking in front of that.
Coming in for the black shirts is number 76, Jaden Donald, the sophomore from Banting Park. Four down lineman for the black shirts here. First and 10, ball at the 37.
Couple minutes
of the
left.
Lasers. And they had a T formation. Ports again, breaks a tackle. He's got some room. Finally brought down by Stout again, but not before getting all the way to the black shirt 47-yard line.
14-yard scamper there.
Yep. Clock winding, 1:34 and counting here in the first quarter. Lasers on the move. Geezy got credit for the tackle, but I believe there was Evan Stout in that. So trips left, single receiver right, pistol formation for Sobiech. First and 10 lasers. The snap, he's looking deep. He's got time. He's going deep to Medina. Incomplete, Stout on the coverage. Good coverage there. Didn't miss by much.
Just a little bit short.
A little bit too far, you mean?
Well, his arms were a little bit too short.
Yeah, he's a little guy, John. But no, good pass there by Sobiech.
Yeah, it was.
And he had a step on Stout.
He did.
Not ashamed to admit it. But Stout, not a traditional corner. They've moved him over because of attrition here. 106 your times left in the first quarter. Lasers looking to add to a 13-0 lead. We got single receivers both sides. Double tight end right with a pistol formation for Sobiech. Nope, now he moves to his right. Going parts. Wags goes in motion from the right to left. It's a quick flip to Wags. He's got some positive yardage. Finally brought down short of a first down. Going from the left to the right, excuse me. So that was that quick toss behind the line to Wags. And Wags broke a few tackles, got about 7 or 8 yards on that. They're calling it a 7-yard gain, it looks like. So that set up third and about three for the Lasers here. Very manageable third and three. Let's see if the Blackshirts can come up with another stop here. We got twins right with Wagner lined up in the flanker spot. No receivers left here. Ball in the right hash. Pistol formation for Sobiech here. I'm guessing it's going to Ports here, Johnny. Sure enough, Ports on the left. Oh, but he's met.
Behind the line.
And that's Logan. Who's that? Logan Dable again, I believe.
Locked him up.
The tank. Another great solo effort. Up. Wow, what a play by Dable. That makes it fourth, and they're calling it fourth and six.
They're staying on the field.
And they're staying on the field, and why not? They're the Lasers.
That was a hell of a tackle by Logan.
It sure was.
He was back there.
Well, great anticipation, you know.
Yeah, he was really.
And the Lasers will call timeout here with 24 seconds left in the first quarter, and we'll take a quick one here, too, on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha.
Welcome back to Black Shirts Football. These are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
Hey, thanks, Anya. Welcome back to Ken Hallup Stadium, where the Black Shirts are making a game out of it against the number one team in the state, trailing 13-0. Now a fourth down and six situation. Ball closer to the right hash for the Lasers. Pistol formation with trips left receiver, single receiver right. Let's see what Sobiech does here. The snap, he's rolling to his left. He's looking to pass, he's going deep. He's got a guy wide open, it's caught. Puts a fake on and finally, oh, ball comes loose. Who's got it though? I think the Lasers recover. No. Blackshirts recover, wow, what a
play. Holy cow.
Tyler Thrill Williams puts the ball loose.
What a great play, Don.
Ben Besser was wide open, a beautifully designed play. black shirts are beat like redheaded stepchildren.
Yeah, that was just
and a game, a huge tackle, a huge turnover there. The bad news is the ball's on our own 2-yard line.
Well,
but the good news is wow, what should have been another laser touchdown.
I mean, you can just feel it. You know, like Jim Morrison said, mojo rising.
There you go.
You know?
You got to feel for Bester. He did all the right things, made a great
stuck
juke.
With it, yep.
Ready to walk into the end zone, and Williams of the last second. And you love guys that don't give up on plays. Little Don Beebe there. So first and 10 from the Blackshirts from their own 2-yard line after a huge turnover. Twin packages, both sides, ball in the right hash. 12 seconds left in the first quarter. Dunlap on Jimenez's right. Snap. Jimenez is going to take it up the middle, and he fights his way out. Might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage there. But the clock will wind down to end the first quarter with the Blackshirts trailing number one, Kettle Moraine, 13-0. We'll be back on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network after these messages. Anya, let's pay some bills.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back. These are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
And you're listening to Blackshirt Radio Football at WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Thank you, Johnny. And, yes, welcome back to Ken Hollop Stadium. We're about to begin the second quarter. A very promising quarter for the Blackshirts after a really devastating start, a self-inflicted one. And Lasers capitalized on that with two quick touchdowns. But
they're showing a little toughness here,
Blackshirts,
Don. Nobody's
about
laying down.
60, 65-yard drive. Ended on downs, but then robbing them of a touchdown and getting a fumble recovery, a huge turnaround for the Blackshirts. But it's second and about 10, yep, from their own 2-yard line, so... They're not out of the woods yet. Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation. That's Zayas DeWalt back there now in the tailback spot for Jimenez. And, boy, you can see the blood in their mouth, Lasers. There's going to be a blitz here.
You think?
A lot of pressure. So it's got to be a quick pass from Jimenez. And we're ready to start. DeWalt goes in motion to the left. Jimenez gets the pass. He's looking to right. Oh, heavy pressure. No, he's down. That's safety. A safety. Slap your hands together, fellas.
Ay, 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 ay.
It had to be a quick play, as I said, Johnny.
You saw that coming a mile away, dude.
That was the whole.
They were crowding the line. You saw it coming, and there it is.
Jimenez got a close-up of the laser team photo there.
Yeah, you got to make a quick decision under all that duress.
Yeah. I really don't think he had time to think.
Yeah, there wasn't much there. He could have took off to the right, but that was about it.
Yep. So.
Oh, well.
The score's now 15-0. 11:56 is your time in the second quarter. And so the Blackshirts will get a free kick here, as they call it. I don't know where they kick off. I'm guessing it's from their own 30. But the punter can kick it. So it should be Aiden Urban doing the honors. Lemoose is out there, so he might just be kicking it. I don't know why they wouldn't have I guess so. Lemoose has a good leg, and I know Urban's had some problems with consistency or length on his leg. No trouble with his hang time, so it will be a kickoff. It's from their own 20.
So, kind of safety rules, kind of the high school free kick
that's it.
Version here.
So you're... Three men back before. That includes number 19, Tanik Wankowski. I believe that number one there in the middle, Nico Medina, and then Drew Wagner on the left. The kick, it's deep. Wow,
it's
great
kick
by LaMoose. That's going back. And he had to field it at the 14. That's number three for the Lasers. Got a big seam here. He's pushing, carrying Blackshirts. All the way to the 49. A great return by Noah Haight. He was the middleman.
It was a very nice return for Kettle Moraine. They really had some good blocking. Went right up the gut. That was a nice play.
Emmanuel Carter with the tackle for the Blackshirts there. But he went for a ride there. Ball should be marked. Let's see. I thought it was at the 47 here. 48 of the Blackshirts here. First and 10, Kettle Moraine. 11:47 left in the second quarter. About a 36-yard return there for Haight. Twin packages both sides. Shotgun formation for Sobiec. The snap. Got some pressure. He runs out of it. He's going. He's got a guy, and he's wide open there. Nice little out pattern. That was number 42 for Kettle Moraine. Peter Garvin. So that ball out of bounds at the 30-yard line. So about an 18-yard pass reception. Good job by Sobiec getting out of trouble.
Yeah.
So twin packages both sides. Ball in the right hash. 11:41 is your time. Pistol formation with Dylan Ports behind Sobiec. It's a handoff to Ports. He's met. Oh, he gets around. They had him behind the line, but ends up turning that into a positive gain of about five. I think that was Joel Torres there in initial pursuit, but he was kind of flat-footed there. Ports just waltzed around him and knocked over a few other black shirts to get five there. Actually, six, I think they're calling it. So ball up on 24. Second and four. Pistol formation with Trips right, single receiver left, ball in the right hash. 11:01 and counting. Another hand out to Ports. Going to left this time. He's got room. First down. Looks like he's got a touchdown here. Yep. Another six for the Blazers. Still at Ports. So they decided to use the wide side of the field and with great blocking and a lot of space.
That was textbook blocking, Don.
I think there might have been one black shirt that had a shot at him.
They were coming at him and they just picked him off all the way down the line.
So
boom, boom, boom. Touchdown.
With 10:53 in the second quarter, it's 21-0. Lasers. Eifert in for the extra point. Eifert, as you remember, missed a 52-yarder. Not by much, though. An extra point was blocked early in the game. Snap. High. Hold is good. Another block! And this time it's is that Logan Dable. So Dable putting together his
his
highlight reels for the recruiters.
He sure came to work today.
He sure did. So with 10:53 left in the second quarter, Blackshirts trail the Lasers 21-0. And can they put together another sustained drive like they had near the end of the first?
Well, we sure hope so.
We sure do.
And you are listening to WAUK 540 AM 101 FM.
The Shaw.
Blackshirt Radio Football.
Downtown Donnie Brown, Johnny Watermelon here. And don't forget, on this week of Waukesha tomorrow morning, my guests are Josh Hughes of Waukesha Ghost Walks. Got some great ideas for your Halloween seasonal planning. And then James Santel of Morning Cannolis is going to join me to talk about the legal battles that continue between the city of Waukesha and the breakaway republic of the village of Waukesha over their incorporation. So tune in at 8. It's going to be a good, lively discussions. Some haunting discussions, too, if you will. And nice. We'll get that in before Johnny comes to pick me up to take me down to Albany Park in Chicago, where the Pios of Carroll look to defend their undefeated record in their first conference game, CCIW game, against the Vikings of North Park.
I might drag you out of there early.
Another blue and gold team, yeah. I think Jim, we'll have Anya host with Jim there. We could have some fun with that.
Sure.
That could be quite the plug.
Those two are cool cats, man. That'd be a fun segment, right?
So, looking for Lasers actually huddling here in this kickoff. So again, 10:53 in the second quarter. Lasers with a 21-0 lead over your Blackshirts. First two scores came in the first quarter. Second quarter started with the safety and then a touchdown. Blackshirts two blocked the extra points.
Yeah, how about that?
I don't want to be in that special teams room for KM next week, that's for sure. Here's another long kick by Eifert. That one's going to be a little short, though. Fielded at the five. That looks like Williams. He gets all the way to about the 22 or 3 before brought down by a host of Lasers there.
Respectable run back.
That was actually Chris Hothouse Flowers in the return there. Apologies. So Blackshirts take over with 10:46 at their own. Looks like 21 or 22 it's being marked. So let's hope for another long sustained drive here, Johnny. Clock begins to wind. 10:36 and counting in the second quarter. Again, a beautiful night. We've really been blessed this season. Great weather.
Yeah, no rain.
All around. It's cooled down just in time for game time as well. So Blackshirts, ball in the right hash. Got twin receiver packages both sides. Running back is on Ben's left. Then maybe Zayas DeWalt again. Receiver in motion, fakes it. Rolling out left. Nowhere to throw to, and that could be a penalty. Nope. And really, there's no receivers there. Hector Carranza was the flanker, the backup quarterback, and it looked like a handoff that, I don't know, miscommunication or something, but Jimenez decided otherwise. I think there's just too much pressure from that Laser D. That
intended receiver was number 70, and he's not suited up. He's on the sideline.
There you go. So, second and 10 for the Blackshirts. Clock winding, 9:36 and counting, and we'll explain that in a sec. Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation now for Jimenez. Gets the snap. Pressure. Gets it off. He's got a guy. No, a little behind him.
Wow.
A little miscommunication. That was intended for Tyler Williams.
You know, that was a timing pass, and that
good
was
good D by
off-timing.
Noah Haight. Yep, it was just a little too early, I think. You know, and this is Jimenez's first start of the season. Yep. So clock continues to run after the incomplete pass, and it was something that was agreed upon by both teams, with the Blackshirts being very light in their lineup.
Should have broke when
some
he breaked.
Some agreements were made here to look Zeke after the health Zeke and safety for our guys. So twins right, single receiver left. That's Evan Stout there. No, a twin packages both sides now. Tailback on Ben's left. I think that's Zayas again. Snap. Jimenez rolls out left. Too much pressure. He's down. Big sack. Sack sandwich there.
Swarming sack there, Don. They were just overloaded out pushed there.
Number 34, Hot Denner, who led that sack machine. So the punting unit comes out. Ball is all the way back at the 14 for the Blackshirts. 8-11, 8-09 and counting here. One guy back for Kettle Moraine. It's Drew Wagner. He's at Blackshirt 45. Aiden Urban, the punter.
Keep an eye on the snap.
Yep, absolutely. There's a snap. Low. Gets it on a hop. And it's a low punt. It's right behind. Wagner's going to pick it up. Gutsy play, but he's got some room on the left here. Races around one. And finally brought out of bounds at the 30. He kind of held up there. I think he was looking to make a cut, and the Blackshirt stayed with him. I want to say that might have been a different punter for the Blackshirts. It looked like a different number. Not Aiden Urban.
I don't know who that was, but when Wagner picked that thing up, he kind of hesitated and took off. I think he kind of faked our guy out a little bit.
He sure did.
He's a speedy Gonzalez.
He really is a great athlete. I think he also excels in track, too, if I remember correctly.
He sure got a good
twin packages, both sides, pistol formation. And might be a different quarter. Is that Sobiak at QB? I can't tell. It's Sobiak, yep. Gets snap. He's looking to his left. He's going long for the end zone. Oh, great coverage there by the Blackshirt. It's broken up beautifully. That's a great pass. Number 17 had a hand on it, it looked like. Ben Bester, but two Blackshirts converge, make some contact, maybe get a piece of the ball to break it up.
Was a nice pass. The receiver was in position, but the Blackshirts
Tyler Williams again.
Timed it out just perfect.
So that makes it second and 10, 6:27 and counting. Yep, Sobiak's still the quarterback. Ports behind him in the pistol formation. Twins left, single receiver right, ball in the left hash, 6-18 and counting. Lasers looking to add to a 21-0 lead. It's a handoff to Ports on the left. He's got a hole. He cuts over the middle.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shoestring tackle there by Justin Primetime Geezy to save a touchdown.
Geezy doesn't stop him. He goes in.
Yep. So another, they move the chains again. Ball at the 20. Actually, they give Stout the credit for the tackle, but I'm thinking that's Geezy. Yeah, Stout's playing corner. So trips right for the Lasers. Ball in the left hash, or closer to the left hash, I say. Single receiver, pistol formation for Sobiak. First and 10, 5:36 and counting. Second quarter. And Laser Tickets finally gets the snap. Sobiak looking to his right. Hits a guy in the flat. Nice little tackle there. Justin Geezy. But some good yardage there, 5 or 6.
Pass complete to number 42, Peter Garvin,
the receiver.
Brought down by number 8, Justin Geezy.
They're calling that a 7-yard gain, I believe, 6-yard gain. Second and 4. Ball at the 14 of the black shirts here. So now it's single receivers both sides. Kind of a T shotgun formation here with Kai Rego back there with Ports, and they're going to go to Ports. Ports fakes left, goes to his right.
He's got a lot of room.
He's got another touchdown. He had one tackle to break, and it was David Laux, and he got past him.
Oh.
And we got a little penalty here or what?
I didn't
or
see
no.
that.
Okay. I thought that's what the O-O was for, but no. As it is, it's 27-0 with 4:30 and counting. Clock continues to run here in the second quarter.
No, because he's got 0 on the back of his jersey. It kind of looks like an O.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Still in Ports. No.
Yeah. Well.
Part of a collection of great weapons that Lasers have in their offense here.
KM flexing
Eifert
their
in for the extra point. Medina holding. Or is it Medina? Low snap. Medina gets it up. And the kick is up. Wow, splits the uprights. So, 28-0 is your lead for the Lasers, number one Lasers of Kettle Moraine. 3:55 remaining in the first half. And we'll take a quick break here on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
On break.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome back to Waukesha South Blackshirt Football. These are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
Hey, thanks, Anya. Welcome back to Ken Halb Stadium, where the Lasers will kick off after scoring their fourth touchdown. It's now 28-0. And back for Eifert will kick off for the Lasers, and Tyler Williams and Chris Hothouse Flowers for the Blackshirts to receive. And with 3:55 left in the half, can the Blackshirts get something going here offensively? They had one very promising drive that ended on downs at around the 20 or 15 of Kettle Moraine. But not much sense. Here's Eifert. Here he goes, ready for the kick. And it's another deep one. That one should go into the end zone. No, he's going to run it out. He caught it near the line. And he's out of bounds at the 14. Take the touchback, son. Chris Flowers. So, on a flag down after the play. I don't know what that's about. It's in the middle of the field. I'm guessing someone sportsmanlike conduct one way or the other.
Once again, that winning ticket number 848.
So, 3:49, your time remaining in the second quarter. We're awaiting the call from the officials. This may only have been the second penalty of the game, Johnny. I know there was an offsides against the Blackshirt defense earlier, but...
Yeah, so far it looks like a different officiating crew that we usually see here, Don.
Could be, but it's going to go against the Blackshirts, it looks like, early indications. Which isn't good when you're starting at the 14. Yeah,
personal foul.
Yep, so...
Pushing them back.
So that's probably going to go half the distance to the goal line, so I think they'll start at their 7, so... Again,
unfortunately,
it really is.
You
against teams of this caliber, we don't
rough
need
and
to
tough
be.
And hard to bluff.
Yep,
used to hardships out here, man.
Yep.
So here come our Blackshirts,
starting at their own 7 with 3:45 and counting left in the half. So the clock, running clock at this point.
You got an okay
by both teams. Yep.
Lay their ears back and come after these guys.
Sure, why not?
So deep.
Twin packages both sides. Tail back on his left. Flanker goes in motion. Zayas DeWalt. Quick pass to DeWalt. He gets it. Gets some positive yardage there. Maybe to about the 10, maybe a couple yards anyway. I'm calling it a gain of 2. Second eight. A higher pass, and it might have been some extra yards. DeWalt had to stop and scoop it off the ground before it hit.
It almost looked like it hit the ground down.
It almost did, yep. So we might have gotten a little charity on that from the stripes. Yep. 3:03 is your time remaining in the first half. A 28-0 lead in favor of the number one Lasers of Kettle Moraine. Ball on the left hash. Twin packages both sides. Don't recognize the tailback. It's a pistol formation, though, for Jimenez. Gets a snap. Heavy pressure. Gets a quick screen off. Really nowhere to go for this guy. But he breaks the tackle, but
he's a little slippery.
He gets a couple forward. I think he got past the 10 anyway, so another 3 yards. We'll take it. Great job by Flowers. He had 5, it looked like. A lot of lasers in his way, and he somehow stutter-stepped his way, broke to the left there, got some positive yards. What could look like it could have been a loss of 2 or 3. So it sets up a man at 3rd and 6. So let's see if we can get something. It's got to be a quick play again. Twin packages both sides. Ball on the right hash. Pistol formation for Jimenez. 2 minutes and counting. Blackshirt's trailing 28-0. Here comes another blitz. Quick pass to Stout. Gets by one tackler, but not much there. Maybe a 2-yard gain. Again, great response and recognition by the laser. So that sets up 4th and about 2 or 3. And 1:41 is your time remaining in the half. And as of right now, the Blackshirt offense remains on the field. Wags had the tackle there on Stout. Those two have become pretty familiar with each other since last year. I think the Blackshirts will go for it. Let the clock run a little bit. Why not?
All
you need is 2 yards. So you just get a quick pass off. Find someone in space. 1:17 and counting. They might just call a timeout here and set up a play or just punt it. I don't know. Coach Wiltz is standing next to the ref, so I think he's waiting for the last second on the play clock to call timeout. And there it is. 1 minute remaining in the half. Blackshirts will call a timeout and talk about it. We'll take a timeout here, too, on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
Folks, we've got a great...
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Waukesha South Blackshirts Football. These are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya. We're listening to WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM, The Shop, Blackshirt Football.
And after the timeout, the Blackshirts decide to punt with 1 minute left. And after this punt, Anya, we'll go to a quick station identification break since we're near the hour. Number 21 for the Lasers back to receive. And his name is Elijah Colstead Woods. Decent little putt there, fielded about the 40. And oh, great tackle by number 57. You guessed it, Logan Tank Dable, the human highlight reel. And we're going to take a quick station identification here on the Blackshear Football Radio Network. Anya, if you would, please.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Waukesha Black Shirts Football. These are your hosts.
Waukesha South and Ken Halb Stadium, and with 32 seconds and counting, single receivers both sides, pistol formation, different quarterback in there. Looks like it's number 88. Handoff to number 24. We'll get the names in a second. Couple good cuts there and pushes as well. He refuses to go down. This guy's tough. He's going to have a first down.
Holy cow. Boy, he just didn't give up, Don.
The name, Johnny, is Kai Rego, the 5'6 junior. The quarterback, I believe, was number 88, if I got that right.
Boy.
What's that?
Ian Spradle, correct? Thank you.
Is he wearing 88 too? Like Tommy Herman? 83, okay. Well, that's going to do it for the half, but a good showing of the depth the Lasers have there in that last play.
Yeah. Wow.
That kid refused to go down.
Yeah, what a tough run.
I love to see that. So, we are at halftime, and a lot going on to talk about with the Blackshirts trailing 28-0. A lot going on here in Waukesha this weekend and next week. So, we're going to take a one-minute commercial break here on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network. And when we come back, lots to talk about here in the Shaw. Anya, take it away.
You've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine. Visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com. It's game time. Welcome to Waukesha South Blackshirts Football. Thanks for joining us live on your local Civic Media radio station, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, The Shaw, and the Civic Media app. Waukesha South Blackshirts Football is brought to you by the Center for Responsible Seafood, meeting the critical need for seafood produced through regenerative processes. Revitalize, a new business coming to the area in January 2024. And This Week in Waukesha with Downtown Donnie Brown. Heard right here Saturday mornings at 8. Blackshirts Football is competing in its final season with the Classic 8 and building toward an exciting future in the Parkland Conference. Your live coverage of Waukesha South Blackshirts Football starts now.
Welcome back to Halftime with Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya.
Thanks, Anya. Downtown Donnie Brown here at Johnny Watermelon with the Black Shirts trailing the number one Lasers of Kettle Moraine. And you can hear in the background everyone enjoying the Waukesha South varsity dance team. Putting
well
on
done.
Looks like another great performance. But Johnny, give us your overview of the first half.
Well, I'll tell you, it's like we've unfortunately seen a lot so far. You know, they're just, they're overpowered, man, you know. The run game just is not going to develop, I don't think.
No.
If you're on the other side, KM has got them by size, and they reload real nice, and they got actually some of their second stringers in there. So
yeah.
It's a tough deal. They're just outmanned.
Yeah, and, you know, with even though the injuries we have, not all of them are season-ending, like most of them are not. It still it puts you at a huge disadvantage already against a tough team.
Yeah.
And
they already got four guys out.
You know, couple things, though. Like I said, there was self-destruction, meaning an onside kick that was a complete miss.
Yeah.
Gives the Lasers excellent field position at, like, the Blackshirt 35 or somewhere like that. And
I don't
then,
know what that's all about. Is that a case of nerves, you think, Don, where he just muffs it,
you know,
like that? Or?
But, again, it's just like we talk about blocking. These are the basics, you know, like put your foot on the ball. Maybe it was a difficult type of kick. They were trying to do something different. But, well, and then just those high snaps. I mean.
Yeah. Snapping issues.
Yeah. You know, Jonathan Sobiech, the quarterback, playing in like a outside linebacker spot or strong safety on a blitz. Ball sails over Ben's head, and you'd think Sobiech was back there in the shotgun because he recovered it in the end zone for a touchdown. And there were a couple of those that just killed him. So there was just you don't mind. You can understand losing to a team like this, but when you're basically holding the door open for him and helping him through, when you're not taking care of the little things, that's troubling. Now you look at that drive. There were some great some good designs, but they weren't too tricky.